Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The weather was perfect for a nice fall night in Cincinnati. A chance for the Steelers to come back to Pittsburgh 5-1 and in complete control of the AFC North. Instead, Joe Flacco happened. Mike Tomlin happened, and the Steelers are now 2-10 on the road on Thursday night under Mike Tomlin. This is usually a PM team tailgate party on Friday. This is more like a PM team tailgate wake as we lament the Steelers' defensive efforts last night, Mike Tomlin's coaching, the demise of my nipples because of the bet I made pregame that's gone viral that I will definitely follow through on. We're arranging plans to have a show on the road later this month that will allow for people who are psychos to watch me maybe cry. Amanda said you better not cry. I said I think I might.
Crying is going off at minus 500 versus not crying, which is plus 750 right now. So I guess there could be some people who are out there who say, I'm so convinced that Pony is going to cry that I'll pierce my nipples if he doesn't. That is not me saying that. I prefaced that. I said, I am sure there are people out there who are saying that.
Gentlemen on the text line.
Be very clear about that.
Or someone on the text line, I don't want to assume, offered some advice for you to wear a t-shirt to bed, because their arms would catch the rings, and he would have they would wake up with blood spots all over the sheets.
Oh, cool.
So,
I mean, Amanda's going to make you sleep somewhere else in the house
because she's disappointed in me that I was such a moron to make this bet, or because of what Charlie just described, that I'm going to wake her up because I'm constantly hurting myself while tossing and turning.
Yes.
Yeah. I figured that's what you
I plugged in a bunch of stuff here. I don't know if Football Reference isn't quite up on this, but here are some numbers for you to put into perspective how rare that was, what the Steelers had happen to them, okay? This century, Pony, for teams to have the following stats and still lose, at least 396 total yards. These are all the Steelers' yards from yesterday. Mm-hmm. At least 147 rushing yards, at least 7.3 yards per play, at least 7.4 yards per rushing attempt, and at least 31 points. It has only happened six times other than that than last night this century where the team has lost that game. One of them, maybe unsurprisingly, was this year when Baltimore blew the lead to the Bills. But it did not happen for the entire 2010s to a team.
You know what this game ended up feeling like for me? Other, like once I got past the realization that I had said something
very
really stupid,
yeah,
and was going to have to get my comeuppance for it.
Yep.
This is, in a lot of ways, is coming home to roost in this regard. They played a great offensive game against the Jets. They played an embarrassingly bad defensive game, mm-hmm. and they got away with it because Aaron Rodgers was that good and because they have Chris Boswell.
Yep.
they like used their get out of jail free card in that game. They should have probably lost that game. They made a special teams play, credit them, to force a fumble. That ended up changing the tide of that game. One of the things you were wrong about, I'm only bringing this up because it makes me feel a little bit better, is you said weeks later, hey, maybe that win over the Jets is actually a good win. No, they're the worst team in football, and you needed to pee blood to win that game. So you got a win there against most of the NFL you would have lost. Mm-hmm. Last night was like a facsimile of that. It was the same thing. Rodgers, other than one mistake, played great. Offense was pretty much in sync and on the ball. I mean, they played a great offensive game. You score 30 points in an NFL game, you should win almost always. And just like the Jets game, the defense couldn't stop a nosebleed in the run game, made a bad quarterback look really, really good. And the difference is the Jets have, outside of Garrett Wilson, pretty like pedestrian to bad pass catchers. And this team has elite ones. So
this team has the best one, I still think, when Chase is going. He's the best.
So Mike Tomlin dodged a bullet in that game.
Didn't dodge this one.
He did not dodge this one. So, like, it kind of, like, evened out.
He also kind of dodged a bullet in the Patriots game where they kept fumbling and the ball kept coming right to the Steelers, too.
True, but, like,
Ramondre Stevenson fumbled the ball an inch away from the end zone.
I know. I hear you on that, but New England might have, like, really big things ahead of them. Cincinnati has its best player in a boot because of turf toe.
Defensive.
Only guy on defense they have to really game plan against was a late scratch last night. This game was put, as far as road games in the division goes, this game was put on one of the biggest silver platters of all time, man. That's why I felt so confident saying the things that I did. This game was served up for you. It was lobbed in there.
And you whiffed.
The pitcher he grooved it in there for you to win this game.
Put it on a tee and you couldn't hit it.
Yes. And the offense did.
Defense didn't. Defense didn't do the one thing everyone's done to the Bengals, which is stop their run. Game.
And I think if you do that, you probably win because you're up 10-0 in the game. You know, it's actually a big play. I do not want to blame the refs for this. Other people have tried to, like, cope and feel better that way. It was not a great officiating job as far as like how it affected the Steelers. I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but that tush-push penalty really did hurt them last night, big time.
But they did jump pretty blatantly.
I know, but my rationale on that is that's like all the Eagles do, and they get away with it. So why are the Eagles allowed to do it all the time and no one else is?
That's the old bit about Jawan Taylor is false starting on every play for the Chiefs, and he's the only one who gets away with it. I have not checked
in. But, Chris, if they score a touchdown on that drive and go 14 to nothing, the Bengals don't even try to run the ball anymore, and I think they have more success getting to Joe Flacco in those situations.
That's why I think, too, that Rodgers interception, both of them really, for different reasons, I think were huge. I have not watched the national debate shows today or like tried to take much of the national temperature.
I honestly could not put them on.
So I'm saying this, and I guess theoretically it could be a straw man argument what I'm asking here. But, like, If Brian Flores, Vic Fangio, both big-time defensive minds, I think probably the two best in the league.
Yeah.
I
agree with that.
If they had gotten beat, okay, and the opposing team's best player in that game, which was Chase in this game, like best receiver,
yep,
had said, oh, yeah, we knew exactly what Vic Fangio and his defense were going to do or Flores and his defense were going to do, and we were hoping they would do it. Wouldn't those guys both, those coordinators, be getting pilloried for that after the game? The aftermath would be like, Vic, do the Eagles have a defensive coordinator problem? Has Brian Flores lost his touch? Jamar Chase basically clowned Mike Tomlin in public. We knew what they were going to do. We hoped they would do it. They did it. We crushed them.
And how about what Cabali said? They didn't change.
And collectively, now maybe I'm wrong. People can tell us, 412-928-9370, if you have watched some of these shows, the national consensus has not been, wow, Mike Tomlin got schooled in that game. That's embarrassing for him. It's been more these incredulous things from Dan Orlovsky. I can't believe what I've seen from this defense. Really? Really? quiet as a field mouse, quiet as a church mouse about the guy who runs the defense getting thoroughly outclassed by what should have been a one-dimensional, somewhat overmatched offense.
One of the questions that I did see put on screen was, do you give Joe Flacco more credit or the Steelers more blame for what happened in the game last night? And my answer is easily the blame part. Because I said you actually brought this up the other day, and now you look more clairvoyant because I don't know if you didn't call this, but you did predict if it happened, it would go this way. You said, look, if you give Joe Flacco time, he's going to pick you apart. And I was just incredulous, like, he's not going to have time. There's no way this pass rush doesn't affect him on the majority of his throws. And they barely affected him, man. And it wasn't just him get the ball hot potato, get it out. His offensive line actually gave him some time in this game.
He got sacked once early and he got sacked once late. And that was it.
And how many times was he under duress where it's like, yeah, they didn't sack him there, but the reason why that play went nowhere is because here comes Watt off the edge or here comes Hayward off the middle. Those plays were non-existent last night.
T.J. Watt was more or less put on a milk carton. And as a result of all this, later this month, in front of a live audience and to support charity, you've got to get your nipples pierced.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Let's go to the lines right now. We have Andrew's wife, Amanda Filippone, on the line. Hi, Amanda. How do you feel about Andrew getting two large metal studs driven through
his
nipples?
Who said studs?
Are you going to get the bull rings instead?
I don't know. Whatever's least painful, I'm going to do.
Well, you're going to get two needles shoved through your nipples. Hi, Amanda.
I think it should be what I prefer. Just saying. Hi, guys.
Wait, what?
What would be what you'd prefer?
I think studs is a better option. He's way more liable if you have rings.
To get him caught on something.
Pulled out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
Amanda, we're friends.
By the way, Amanda's ban from the show was apparently lifted by Mulsey without my permission.
Well, no, you lifted the ban yourself. She was banned for swearing on the air many years ago. And then you lifted the ban preemptively when I had no say in it. So I re-lifted a ban that already had been lifted. Amanda, we're friends.
Thanks, Chris.
We hang out. Hi. Our kids play together, and
what is this the preamble for?
I guess I want to know, because we all know each other pretty well, just what are your thoughts about your husband becoming the main character in United States sports because he's going to get his nipples pierced because of a loss?
You know, last night when we were watching the game, I just made fun of him the whole time, nipple joint, like, jokes regularly. I was having fun with it. And then I went to bed, and I was like, crap, this might actually happen. This isn't funny anymore. Like, I was speechless when I woke up this morning. I looked over at him, I looked at the score of the Steeler game, and I was like, are you kidding me? Because it's not just, like, that he's getting his nipples pierced. I think it's the aftermath of what I'm going to have to deal with.
That's
Andrew
so true.
Andrew does not take pain well at all. Let me tell you, I'm even here with my neighbor, Carolyn, and I will tell you what, she would probably agree with you on that.
She knows my pain tolerance? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I complain. when you're sick, we all know.
Yeah.
It's the whole neighborhood knows when you're sick. So I can only imagine when you have your nipples pierced.
I don't know. I think I handled the penis surgery thing pretty good.
Well, you did complain a little bit about the catheter.
I mean, yeah.
Amanda, are you going to, we're going to have this live on location somewhere. That's all being fleshed out. It will be for a good cause, for breast cancer charities. We're going to have people, you know, admission to get in and watch Pony go through the ringer here. Will you allow young Stella to see this, or are you going to make sure she's not present to watch her father be both put through pain and humiliated?
I already got a babysitter, 100%.
Very good call.
She's not doing that.
Good call.
Absolutely not.
She was incredulous herself. She's not even 2 years old, and she couldn't believe that this was happening.
No, when I asked Andrew that if she was getting it done this morning, she goes, no. And
yeah.
I'm like, I feel ya.
Yeah.
I know that pain.
Do you have any plans, lastly here, Amanda, to like force him as his wife and the person who has to tolerate this more than anyone else to make him stop doing this?
You know, I don't know if I can ever get him to run things past me because he's just got that knee-jerk reaction thing going.
Yeah, but so, I do think this is really like a you've learned your lesson now kind of
You think
situation.
This is the come-to-Jesus moment for you?
I do think it is, yeah. I absolutely
I don't know.
Think so. Well, it depends.
Amanda, what if he ends up liking it?
I was just going to say, if I like it or it doesn't hurt that bad, then it won't be.
Oh, honestly, I mean, I really hope not. But you might. Who knows if
what
you...
What if I leave him in?
Yeah, what if he gets a little kinky about all this?
All right.
All right, goodbye.
Adios. Bye, guys.
See ya.
That's the sound of disappointment right there. That is the sound of a very disappointed spouse. You're her life partner. She loves you, but she's very disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Like the whole loves you, but right now doesn't like you thing. Our boss Craig knows what that's like.
Well, she's not mad. She's just disappointed.
Man, when my dad would say that to me, God, that cut right through.
Here is Sue in Point Breeze. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, guys. How are you this afternoon?
Sue, always good now that you've called. What's up?
I want to come to Pony's defense.
Thank you, Sue.
I have listened to you guys for years. And I'm a high school math teacher.
Nice.
And Pony reminds me of my students.
Your good ones or your bad ones?
Actually, it doesn't. No kids are good or bad.
Okay, fair enough.
Very well said,
and,
Sue.
You know, Amanda, my question to you guys was, what did Amanda say? And so now she's just come on the air,
yeah.
And I've got to come up with more questions. But
what did you think of that guy, Ed, who came in whining about us talking about this, Sue?
Not okay. Not okay. You know what, Ed? Find another radio show.
Wow.
That's what I would say. And I want to say nipple, 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 10 seconds, too.
Hold on. I'm going to put you on the clock, Sue. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Nipple, 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 nipple. Do I keep going?
There you're good. Right
well
there.
Done, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Sue, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Can I just ask one thing?
100%. You can ask more if you want. What do you want? What do you got?
What do you think Aditi is going to say? I had a question about what Amanda would say.
Okay, so I think I can share this. Thank you, Sue. So you can listen offline here. Here's what
salute to Sue.
Here's what she said to me about this.
Corey in the YouTube chat, while you're looking that up, thinks that Amanda should make you sleep outside. It's getting cold out, though.
An NFL coach who will remain nameless is asking if you're really getting your nipples pierced.
Was it Mike Vrabel who said he'd cut his penis off to win a Super Bowl?
So it is made it into the NFL coaching circles, what I plan to do here. Yeah. All right. Lots to talk about between now and 6 o'clock.
What if this was your big break and somebody threw a bag of money at you for like a national TV sports talker job because of this?
The one thing I am like sad about is I feel like I've done decently in my career. I had my own national show. I filled in for Jim Rome. I've done shows.
You've been on WFAN.
WFAN, WEEI in
Boston.
You've
been on FS1.
Yes, I did a show with Ben Roethlisberger. I have done a show with you for a long time, which I'm very proud of. All of these things.
Feels like a throw-in.
And I saved the best for last. And this is the thing I'm going to be known for.
Nipple guy.
Yeah. Oh, Filippone.
He's the Flacco nipple guy.
Oh, he's the guy that got the Ayuk thing wrong and he pierced his nipples?
Pony, is that piercing at the goal line? When's it happening?
So,
You really have had a nice little dossier, though. You've won awards, too, in radio. You're an award-winning broadcaster.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.